end to today's wonderful Welcome to Another Great American Day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Timely, useful, relevant, fun. How about we help you all have another amazing day? We want to help you be successful in mastering whatever your life plan is for today. For those of you who are saying, wait a minute, I just want to get my butt out of bed and get to work. What are the mastering?
One step at a time, buddy.
What are you talking about? So think about this for a second. Part of you knows what you need to do today, right?
Right.
Another part of you, even though you know it, you don't want to do it. I know. So which is the stronger part of you today? Are you passionate about the day? Can you hold on to the reins, R-E-I-N-S, in order for you to reign, R-E-I-G-N-S? Isn't that interesting about the American language? Why is it that we have R-A-I, you know, here I am, Rain Man, Richie. R-A-I-N.
No, I'm with you on this one.
R-E-I-N, R-E-I-G-N, and whatever, at least those three. I was talking to a friend of mine who's...
Does R-A-N-E mean anything?
R, no. Say again?
R-A-N-E.
R-A-N-E, I do not believe is a word. You can check that out someplace, because I'm sure you can. I was talking to a friend of mine who's big into horses, and the horses that she has are rein horses. That is, they specialize in being reined. They control them with, you know, what the horse's rein is, right? And so that is an R-E-I-N. We all know what an R-A-I-N, and we all know kind of what an R-E-I-G-N is. But it's very interesting to see how our language presents all of those opportunities for the same basic pronunciation.
You know, English is a funny language, man.
It is. Yeah.
In Spanish, my wife is Colombian, speaks Spanish. My kids, everybody speaks Spanish. So, you know, and I speak a little bit.
Yep.
But in the Spanish alphabet, and I believe in the Italian alphabet, too.
Well, the alphabets are all the same. It's the same alphabet we use.
Kind of. They have an enye.
It's the same.
They have an enye.
They have little emphasis.
They have 27. No, they have 27.
And the French refer to it as emphasis aigu, I believe it is.
The Spanish alphabet has 27 or maybe 28, but 27 letters because they have an enye.
Well, but it's N with an enye over it.
It's actually a separate letter.
It is?
It's an additional letter.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I don't remember that from my Spanish, but then I was lucky to get through.
I know,
Pablo Leriverand was my Spanish teacher.
The thing that's crazy about the English language is that in Spanish, an I is an I is an I. You always pronounce the I the same way. The A, ah, you know.
Right.
In English, the I could be bike, rich. It could sound like an E, it could sound like an A, it could sound like an I. The A is the same way. So all of our vowels have all of these different possible sounds.
Right.
But in Spanish, it's always... So when I go to Colombia, everybody always calls me Reach.
Reachy.
Because the I is the I is the I, and that's how they pronounce the I.
The Reach.
That's funny.
Reachy.
But it makes the English so difficult when other people come here to try and learn English... They're like, I don't get it.
Like, Ricky Ricardo.
Why? How come it rich is I is this way, but in bike or hike, I say it that way?
Hike. All right, so that's
something to ponder.
One of those strange things to deliberate. Not too long, however. 10 past the hour. Rich McFadden here. Roberta's gone this week to Florida, I think. We decided that yesterday.
Yep.
And Jennifer is in Denver, and then she's going to Florida herself for a couple of days. So
she
it's
is?
Richie and me.
No, she's not.
What is she doing?
She's coming back here after she goes to Denver.
When's she going to Florida?
I don't know that she is going to Florida.
Oh, yeah, she is, because she's going to Atlanta and Florida, because I saw an email suggesting she wanted to go call on whatever of our affiliates in those areas wanted to see her.
I thought that was just Denver. Let me look.
No.
She's back here Friday morning, regardless.
All right, that's fine.
She's back
so in the meantime, tomorrow, Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru, is going to help us make it through the day. So if you like Andrea, you dig her on television or you dig her here, you can dig a lot more of her. She has, as a matter of fact, on the bottom of the page in the Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com today, a walking cure for stress. Guess what walking does for you? It helps you cure your stress level. Take a walk, cure your stress. She explains that.
Here's a little tip for you when you do that.
What's that, Richie?
Don't look down at the ground as you walk.
Because?
Look up at the treetops.
Enjoy it more, actually.
Well, no, you get all of you, when you say you're in your office all day long.
Yes, Rich.
And you're so internalized.
Yes.
You need to get external, let all that stuff get out of you. And if you're looking down at the ground, it makes it hard to do that. So look up at the treetops, look up at the clouds, look down the road a mile.
Look up in the sky.
Yep, soak everything in.
It's a bird, it's a plane.
Don't stay within a 3-foot bubble of whatever you are doing.
It's Dudley Man.
That's right.
All right. We have the results of The Voice last night. Bring that to you in a little bit here on the Good Day Program. Jennifer doesn't do the television. The Queen of Cheap's not here, so we don't have a Queen of Cheap report, although there are a lot of great things that are correlative in the Queen of Cheap's box. I can say the Queen of Cheap's, right? It's her box at the Doug Stephan Good Day website. Look there.
Sure.
And see what she has. And also, the supermarket guru Phil Lempert has some good cooking tips for you. He's found out where the buys are on special items that will be very popular for the 4th of July weekend for cooking. And those are all listed for you, too, as Helpful Harry's Doug and Rich present to you the best of a good day. We've been talking about the feds and the TSA and then government involvement in our lives in general. Here's important government stuff going on. More important decisiveness necessary from the governor of Maine and the others who work in Maine trying to decide what the official state dessert will be. There's a news coverage galore.
Important things going on.
In Maine.
Yeah.
Yep. There are a couple of things here. The chocolate cake sandwich, known as a whoopie pie.
A whoopie pie? A
whoopie pie.
That sounds like fun.
Apparently, the problem is the down Mainers wanted that, but it was invented in Pennsylvania, not Maine. So now there is a bill in the state legislature in Maine to make sure that the real state pie is the blueberry pie, because there are a lot of blueberries are grown in Maine. So the question early on, big debate in Maine, as to whether or not the whoopie pie should be the official state dessert or if it is the blueberry pie. Some people, even though they acknowledge that the whoopie pie was made in Pennsylvania, they like them in Maine. So they figure, okay, let's, you know what, the heck with the people of Pennsylvania. So there is a whoopie pie festival at Dover Foxcroft, Maine, coming up. And that'll be 4,000 people to pay $6 a piece to attend the Whoopie Pie Festival.
Man.
This year.
Ugh.
It's better than the blueberry pie special. I love blueberry pie. Ice cream on it, man, there's nothing better. Whoopie pie's.
What is Whoopie Pie again?
Whoopie Pie is chocolate cake. It's like a chocolate cake sandwich filled with fluffy filling.
Ooh.
All right? Why would you want to have that? Whoopie pie. Blueberry pie is really good for you. Well, I don't know if it's good for you, but it's not. The whoopie pie you know isn't good. Just listen to how it's put together. You know there's nothing about the whoopie pie that's good for you.
Wikipedia has a list of state foods.
In Maine?
Let me see Maine here. We've talked about this. Yeah, the state dessert, blueberry pie made with Maine blueberries. Okay.
Yeah.
The state fruit, wild blueberry.
Yeah.
The state soft drink. You know this, right?
Blueberry ice cream. Blueberry... No. Something right.
We've talked about this before.
Moxie.
Moxie.
That's it.
And then the state treat, whoopie pie. Oh, I see. There's a picture of it here.
So the state treat is the whoopie pie, but the state pie is the blueberry pie.
That's right.
Yeah.
My home state of Maryland, guess what the state food is. Come on. This is easy.
Maryland?
Yes.
Crow.
Close. Crabs.
Crabs. Okay.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
But I was thinking of people that live in Maryland or Virginia who work in the government.
All right, what's the state dessert for Massachusetts?
State dessert for Massachusetts?
This makes total sense. Come
strawberries?
On. Come on, no.
What, Massachusetts?
Yes.
Lobster pie?
Come on, it's a pie.
Apple pie.
Boston
pumpkin
cream pie, dummy.
Boston cream pie, yeah. Yeah, it's the same as the whoopie pie. It's all sweet garbage.
The state cookie is a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, all right. Good for us and good for them. Hooray, hooray, hooray. 800-510-8255. We have this Newsweek issue, DougStephan.com today, has a discussion of the Newsweek cover photo, which basically suggests what Princess Diana would have looked like had she become 50.
Mm.
And the cover has her photoshopped next to Kate Middleton as if she were alive. Some people think Newsweek has gone too far. What say you? 800-510-8255. We asked that question of you today at DougStephan.com. Here's another question. At this time of the day, are you thinking about those aches and pains? Yesterday you went to the gym, got a sore shoulder, you got sore back aches and pains all over, moderate back pain, joint pain, muscle pain, right under my picture and Ken's picture on both of our websites. You see the logo for Salon Paws. Click on it and get some free patches sent to you. Order them now. Go to DougStephan.com or DrKenshaw.com. The Salon Paws, Salon Paws box is right there. Click on that and order it. You will try it and you'll see, without a prescription, how you can get rid of pain for 12 hours. 12 hours of pain relief, excuse me, without a prescription. Yes, it is time right now for you to get your free patch, so check it out at DougStephan.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is Geico.com, not Geico.RidiculouslySimpleSavings or Geico.PayYourBill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Stop by Ace this July 4th weekend and save over 30% on a canopy chair, now just $19.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or save up to 60% on a Craftsman 104-piece mechanics tool set, or save over 30% on a 9-gallon wet dry vac, each just $39.99. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating Ace stores July 1st and 4th.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and be book smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be book smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
We'll hear from those on The Voice in a few moments here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Your eyes are open even when you from last night's so edition good. Of The Voice, Dia Frampton performs so cold, so an original song called Inventing Shadows. You see the world in only gray and black. How do you think more women watch this show than men?
You know, the reason I see some of it is because my wife watches it. Neither one of us actually sits because we're getting the kids ready for
I don't think men watch this show. I don't think the men watch the Dancing with the Stars show. I don't think men watch American Idol.
I think more men watch Dancing with the Stars than anything because the girls are hot.
You think?
My wife is the one who turns it on, but don't think I don't walk through the room and go, well, hello. Yeah. And then end up watching 15 minutes of it. Great. Absolutely, brother.
There you go.
And my wife is awesome. She'll be like, you have to see this costume.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. So CeeLo liked this performance, Richie.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
That means. Okay, up next, Beverly McClellan and Christina Aguilera, one of the judges, perform Beautiful. Every day is so
wonderful. It's a cool song. It's a great song.
To breathe. This is not You Are So Beautiful, it's just beautiful.
No, this song is about a year or so. So insecure. Another pain. I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful.
Next up, Javier Colon, is that how you pronounce his name?
I'm going to say Colon.
Colon and Adam Levine.
Yep, one of the judges.
Man in the Mirror.
Ooh, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I'm going to make a change for once in my life. It's going to feel real good. Going to make a difference. Going to make it right. As I turn up the collar for my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. Just see the kids on the street, not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? I saw this disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man show.
See if they pull off the hook here.
They follow each other on the wind, you know. Cause they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know. I'm stuck in with the
asking him to change his ways.
Nice. Good job. Good job.
Now, here's, is it Vicky Martinez? I think that's her name.
Yeah, I guess.
And CeeLo performing Love is a Battlefield.
Oh, Pat Benatar.
We are young. Heartache to heartache, we stand. No promises or no demands. Because love is a battlefield.
Okay, so there's at least some of the noise that came from The Voice. Some of it music, some of it noise. Last night, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google recently announced its newest project, Google Plus, which hopes to make the search giant a competitive social network. Previous attempts to challenge Facebook and Twitter have fallen by the wayside, with both Google Wave and Buzz flopping. Will Google Plus and its privacy-oriented sharing finally make Google a social success? In other news, the mobile operating system Android is now being activated nearly 500,000 times a day. Google's strategy of deploying Android on as many devices as possible is the main reason for this explosive growth. As if 500,000 devices a day wasn't enough, Android continues to grow over 4% week over week. And finally, a new study shows that within this decade, we will create 50 times more data than we previously had done. Findings also show that while the amount of data we create is vast, the data being created about us is even larger. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
You gotta love lean beef. The only dinner that's got its own soundtrack. The sizzle. I mean, how many other lean dishes can you hear coming and enjoy every melodious moment of it? That's the sound of the sirloin's juices being seared in. And then, the encore. Every last Another reason why you gotta love lean beef. Love all 29 lean cuts at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Stop by Ace this July 4th weekend and save over 30% on a canopy chair, now just $19.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or save up to 60% on a Craftsman 104-piece mechanics tool set, or save over 30% on a 9-gallon wet dry vac, each just $39.99. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating Ace stores July 1st through 4th.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is
Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Is your true essence. How things look on the outside of you always depends on how things are on the inside of you. So how do you feel internally? How are your thoughts in your head today? Are you buying into making it a better day? I hope. 33 after the hour. Your thoughts have brought you to where you are today, yesterday, day before, last week, last month, last year. Your actions, whether you know it or not, always mirror your thoughts. So take a good look at where you are, what you're doing, and then you'll understand that it is a product of what you have been thinking. Right? Thoughts are things. Your behavior is the perpetual revealing of you. What you do, what you think, how you act tells everybody who you are and what you are. You know, the best example of this is to watch the way people drive their cars. If you are cognizant at all as you're driving,
engaged,
you have to be a defensive driver. So you would be watching people around you. The people who are good drivers, it is my experience anyway, knowing people who are good drivers, they're good people. Most of the time. If they are in a hurry, honking the horn. Yesterday, for example, one of the trucks on the farm breaks down.
Here we go.
So I get into my truck and I go rescue the fellows on the road. And so I am in the second truck acting as the brake because the kid that was in the truck doesn't really know how to do this. So I said, you drive my truck, pull me, and I'll be the brake. So we stop at the bottom of the hill at a stop sign. And, you know, we're about to get started. There's a guy behind me. I'm the second vehicle. Remember, there's a chain on my truck.
Right.
And the guy behind me is honking his horn furiously. Beep, 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 beep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's narrow country roads, hard to pass. But he's decided, beep, 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 beep. He wants to get where he's going in a hurry. Beep, 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 beep.
And there's nowhere for you to pull over to let him pass because there's trees. I know those roads.
Right.
There's
roads
trees
and
all on
slopes
the side of
off the side. Those roads are very narrow.
Right.
Beep, 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 beep. I want to be number one. I want to be there first. Beep, 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 beep. Think you got it, Richie? Beep, 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 beep.
I got it.
Okay. So he pulls around us at the stop sign without stopping. All he's doing is beep, 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 beep. And guess who is sitting at the junction, the intersection?
Hello, Johnny Law.
So I happily went on my way and waved at the guy.
As he got his ticket for blasting through the stop sign.
That's it. You got it,
nice.
Reggie.
Nice.
Beep, 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 beep. I got to get there first, though. I don't have time to wait for you. Get out of my way.
Hey, we're on traffic and safe driving.
Traffic and weather together on the 10s.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just picked my best friend up at the hospital yesterday from being hit by...
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
Yeah, he was on his motorcycle, and a car made a left turn right in front of him. He had about half a second to decide whether to go left, right, or straight. He took a left. His handlebars caught her rear bumper and trunk, threw him about 100 yards, and he just looks like one big scab right now. And a broken arm and a couple of lacerations, but, you know, thank God he'll be okay. So just my little reminder to keep your eyes open for bicyclists and motorcycles, please.
Yep. Keep your eyes on the road.
I mean, she just didn't look. She didn't see anything big coming at her.
Right.
And just turned.
Yep. Happens all the time.
Yep.
All the time. All right. You ready for our 2020 trivia question?
Yeah.
You have, this is a shortened, abbreviated way for us to give you a prize. Because normally I ask the question somewhere around 20 past and you answer it somewhere before 20 of the hour. However, we'll spread this out a little bit.
Yeah, I'd about to say you better stop talking and get to the question.
Let's go back to this time in 1967, shall we?
All right.
The American Typers Association invents a new punctuation mark.
Ooh, I'm looking at the keyboard.
Interrobang.
Interrobang.
Interrobang. It never worked. It was a punctuation mark. What did it combine? 800-510-8255. See, this is the way you get your mind working. Think this stuff through. Interrobang, Interrobang.
There's a website, interrobang.com.
There you go. Got it right there. What is it that it combines? 800-510-8255. And what was it supposed to be used for? Why did the people who put this together...
There's a Facebook page.
Typers Association.
There's a Facebook page. Bring back the Interrobang.
All right. So now you know, Richie, the rest of the story. 800-510-8255. Those who are inquisitive, those whose minds want to work, you'll tell us what the Interrobang was.
This, looking at this, this would be a very useful punctuation mark. I try to...
But nobody uses punctuation anymore anyway. They do all this texting.
No, sure you do. Sure you do. But, I mean, I try to create this expression when writing sometimes.
Yeah.
And have to use several punctuation marks to get it.
Really?
This would be very helpful. And I'm going to start using this now. I don't know how to create it, but I'm going to start using it.
Are you?
Yeah. This is genius.
Why I know. That's why I asked the question. Know. Richie. Yeah. I'm a genius. That's why I asked the question.
You're not a genius. You didn't think up the entire
I
bank.
Am a genius. 800-510-8255 and Interrobang. What is it? Today's bit of useless information. Walt Disney said, courage is the main quality of leadership no matter where it is exercised. Love, Walt Disney. Courage is the main quality of leadership no matter where it is exercised. Got it?
Mm.
Courage.
How'd you like to have Walt Disney, Ben Franklin...
Still around.
Thomas Edison.
Be very cool.
Just some of these other guys just hanging out together, just chatting.
Cool, cool, cool.
Very.
All right, so we have the question, and we have... actually, that's the question to which you may respond for the prize. I'm also interested in what you think about the poll. I'm sorry. Well, there is a poll at DougStevin.com, but the picture... Newsweek magazine cover of this current issue, if you want to just sort of click over to it, we have it featured at DougStevin.com, and I'm looking at it right now, trying to figure out. There's Diana on the left, walking next to Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
It was a little skinny. They were both kind of skinny. So the recreation, the Photoshop, if you will, And the headline across the top of Newsweek, Diana at 50, if she were here now. What happened to the news in Newsweek? Apparently, that has maybe we should
Newsweek has now become Us Magazine or People Magazine.
Yeah, right. Newsweek, formerly called Newsweek Magazine. All right. So the poll today, what do you think of this cover? A, amazing, what you can do with technology. B, cool to imagine what she'd be doing if she were still alive. C, it's unsettling and in bad taste. D, I don't know, people still read magazines. So you might want to check that out in the event that you care about Diana's 50th anniversary. The princess is strolling along on a lovely afternoon, having what appears to be a conversation with her new daughter-in-law. They both look about the same age, however.
Yeah.
This. 14 years since Diana passed away.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Huh?
Wow.
Wow. Pippa Middleton and Prince Harry. He's the other one. Prince William married Kate, right?
Yes.
Apparently Pippa's the wilder, younger one.
Yeah, that's the one he should have married.
No, she's hanging around with Prince Harry.
That's what they say.
Yeah. That'd be an interesting combo, wouldn't it?
Apparently he came out and made a statement about it the other day. I don't know whether he confirmed or denied it. I'm sure he denied it.
Really? Why would he deny it?
They always do.
Yeah. All right. 800-510-8255. Let's see if Ann has figured out what the interrobang is. All right, Kay, what do you think?
It's to end a simultaneous question and exclamation.
A question and an exclamation.
There you go, that's it.
It is a combination of the question mark and the exclamation point. That is it. So can you think of a sentence, either you, Annie, or Richie, that would have the need of an interrobang?
What is going on here?
Yeah, what the heck are you up to?
What the heck are you up to?
Yeah. Yesterday I was texting back and forth with somebody, and I put exclamation question mark because I wanted this exact punctuation.
Yeah.
I need the interrobang. I want it on my iPhone now. I'm sure there's an app that could be created.
Hmm.
I could get my engineers here to do it. That's it. I'm going to create an app with the interrobang.
And have you seen the cover of the Newsweek magazine that we're talking about?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'd be interested. After you look at it, you'll probably want to fill out the poll at DougStephan.com, whether it's in good taste or a bad taste. Much is made, perhaps we can argue too much is made, still of Princess Di, even though she was an extraordinarily charismatic character. She's gone, for God's sakes. Give it a rest.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Well, and, thank you.
Yep, nice to talk with you. 800-510-8255 at 16 before the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day Program.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Oswald, editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine and Shell spokesperson. Are you hitting the road this summer but worried about fuel prices? I'm working with Shell, and they are providing some great summer driving tips to help you get the most of your fuel purchases while on the road. For instance, avoid overpacking. Based on fueleconomy.gov, an extra 100 pounds in your vehicle could reduce your gasoline mileage by up to 2%. For more ways to save, visit facebook.com/shellontheroad. And through September 5th, Shell is offering consumers a chance to fuel their summer road trip for free by participating in the Shell Favorite Road Trip Sweepstakes. Simply share your favorite road trip route or memory at shell.us/roadtrip and be automatically entered to win great prizes. One of 10 weekly winners will be randomly selected to win a year's supply of free Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines, which help protect your engine from performance-robbing gunk. No purchase necessary. For rules and to enter, visit shell.us/roadtrip.
Mountaineer Scott Graham tested bullfrog sunblock on Mount Everest.
I've never been in a harsher solar environment than the western cone of Everest. It's between 20 and 25,000 feet, and it's just totally white. And if you don't have an effective sunscreen like bullfrog, you're toast. The sun at those altitudes is not your friend, it's your enemy. Bullfrog is my friend at that altitude. I've tried it in a harsh environment, and it works.
Bullfrog sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Happy days to you and yours. It's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Rich and I, without the ladies of the house, focusing on some things that are sort of catch-up in a sense. Not ketchup that you put on your hamburger, but catching up on Whitey Bulger. For those of you who don't know anything about this fellow, one of the most interesting personnel files, one of the most colorful characters, dangerous to be sure, that ever lived in New England. Whitey Bulger was the chief of the Boston Irish mob for decades, taking no prisoners. The movie The Departed that Jack Nicholson was in with all the Boston actors. He is 80-some-odd years old, is now basically thumbing his nose at the judges and at the prosecutors, suggesting they're going to have a hard time putting this guy away. If you don't know the story, he appeared in court yesterday to figure out whether he could afford to pay for his own attorney. Remember, they found $811,000 in cash in his apartment.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they took it as evidence. So he can't get at it. So he's saying, you got all my money. I can't afford to defend myself. So you have to find a lawyer for me.
Sure.
Meanwhile, his brother, Billy Bulger, who was the president of the state senate for 14 years, ran the University of Massachusetts system for, I think, 4 or 5 years before he retired at the age of 69. I think he's 4 or 5 years younger than his brother, is now able, or not, I guess he is, the news media has him, he's able to pay for Ms. Griggs, that's Whitey Bulger's girlfriend's lawyers, and maybe even for his brother. But this guy...
Why would he do that?
Why would he do it? He'd be stupid to do it because he'd be opened up for all kinds of investigation. Yeah. How much influence was his brother, a racketeer?
Yeah. Have you known where he was for the past 16 years?
Yeah, of course he has. Probably visited him there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Aiding and abetting.
Right. Bulger waived his Miranda rights after his arrest, told agents who were taking him back to Boston. They put him on a private plane because they didn't want to have... They didn't want to have the Italian mob a chance to get him when he got off the plane. So they put him on a private plane, brought him to a small
airport. Why not? It saved the taxpayers of Massachusetts a couple of million bucks.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Let the Italian mob take care of it.
Right. He's a frequent traveler. As a fugitive, he was going everywhere. Loved to go to Vegas. Went over to Tijuana all the time to purchase his medicines. And he went back and forth to Boston. The thing that kills me most, I said this yesterday, there's a Boston bar where the people who live in Santa Monica go, who come from Boston. My son frequents it. That's how he knows. It's on the corner of 26th and Wilshire. I know the place very well. It's a bar that, you know, all the Boston sports events are shown. The Homers. I think they call it the Home Bar or something like that. Does that make sense? I guess it does. Right? The Homey Bar. Something. So Bulger is in there all the time watching the sporting events. Nobody knows who he is. And even on the occasion of the local, when there's serious, like L.A.-Boston basketball games, they send the camera crews out to this bar in Santa Monica, and Bulger's in the bar. Nobody knows it's him. Amazing story. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
All right, 54 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You hear the familiar music that happens when we're going to invite Warren Eckstein into our midst. He is the internationally known pet and animal expert, has a weekend radio program, and here with us every week at this time, we deal with any number of issues that have to do with your pet. There's actually a poll yesterday about canine telepathy that I want to talk to Warren about. Plus our video of the day today, Richie, the ultimate dog tease. It's really pretty in your face. If you go to DougSteffen.com, this dog is in your face. We'll talk about it in a moment here on Good Day.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. 3D is coming to the small screen. Not that one. Think smaller. On June 24th, Sprint is releasing both the HTC Evo 3D, the first glasses-free 3D 4G mobile device, and the HTC Evo View 4G, which brings the best of the Evo experience to a tablet. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy of Sprint 4G with more.
These two gadgets are quickly going to be must-haves. The HTC Evo 3D lets you take and view 3D pictures and video in 3D and share these at 4G speeds and no glasses needed. And the HTC Evo View 4G is the first 4G tablet on the market, allowing you to browse the web, including flash-enabled sites, at fast mobile speeds.
To learn more about 4G and the new devices, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
All right, the website, thepetshow.com, WarrenEckstein.com, home to the gentleman that we like to refer to when there's a problem with your pet. You can send him an email. You can call him on his program on the weekend. We have a very in-your-face video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, Warren. The ultimate dog tease.
It's so funny.
Dog tease. Richie found it. Why did you think this was of interest and importance?
I just ran across this yesterday, and I saw, it's a talking dog.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've seen this. This has been around for a while.
The guy is, oh, there's cool, thousands of them.
Yeah, it's cool.
But this one, his owner is saying, you know what I got for you? Bacon. And the dog is just like talking back at him. He's like, really? Really? And it's hysterical.
Mm-hmm. I got to take a look at it.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, yesterday I was walking in Santa Monica, and it occurred to me that how often people that are by themselves, no one around them, walking their dog, have full-on conversations with Fido and Fluffy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wait till we get home. We're going to watch the news. Who will you vote? I was in shock about some of the conversations, but then I realized I do the same thing.
But the thing that really caught me about this video, Warren, is that the dog is, his eyes are so engaged with the owner. And it's like he's really trying to, I mean, obviously they're putting words over the dog's mouth's movements. But you look at the dog and you look at how he is so focused on looking at his owner. And he is really trying to communicate with him. He's really, in his mind, he's talking to you.
Well, you have to remember that dogs learn via instinct, and instinct is to really focus on their dog parents to learn everything they know. So it's not uncommon, and it amazes me even to this day, having trained 40,000, how they can specifically focus on the person they're with, and they pick up so much from us. It's just absolutely, I mean, you don't have to say anything to my dog. He can just look at my body language and know exactly what I'm thinking or what I want.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So our poll today, Warren, at DougStefan.com, actually, it was the result of yesterday's poll that I think you'll find interesting. We were talking about canine telepathy, whether your dog knows that you're coming home, that you're there. I believe in this, and I'm sure you do as well. So the question we put to the audience, who do you think your dog has the canine telepathy? 48% of those who responded to DougStefan.com said, absolutely, he always seems to know what I'm thinking. 27% said no, any behavior that makes it look like that is just coincidence. 14% said maybe, but it hasn't stopped him from chewing on my shoes. And 11% said I'd just like to think so, but realistically I doubt it. What do you know? The research has to have proven something here.
Well, absolutely. In fact, when I was studying in Europe, we came up with the conclusion that there's no doubt about it that all living things have a sixth sense. It's inhibited in people, but not in our pets. And one of the things, and you know, I handle dogs for military, I handle dogs for police, I handle dogs for big government. Let me tell you something I've learned a long time ago. Don't trust your instincts. Trust the dogs. They know exactly what's going to happen. Believe in what they're thinking. And if your dog is barking in the middle of the night, don't say shut up. Get down and investigate it. Yeah. But in terms of the sixth sense, I believe all living things have them. I believe they're inhibited in people. But I believe our pets definitely have that extra sensory perception.
God bless our pets.